become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets and the back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this 20th day of June, 2004. Last hour, if you weren't here, you missed it. But we'll continue with Dr. Adrian H. Krieg, author of several books. And folks, let me just put it to you this way. If you want his bio, because it would take me 10 minutes just to read the thing, go to www.kriegbooks.com. That's KriegBooks.com. Take a look at this man's website. Very knowledgeable. I don't think that there's a question that our listeners could ask this man that would stump him. That's how deep the well runs. So, and also a reminder, we are in a pledge drive for the network. We have a $25,000 target. So far, I think we are short about $19,000. So don't forget to call us at 800-724-2719 and make your pledge. You can also go to our website, rbnlive.com, and go to the donations section. We've got it. Just hit the site map. It'll take you right to donations. You can donate by PayPal, any amount that you want. You can set up an automatic deduction every month from your credit card or just make a one-time deal. That is your prerogative. But folks, we're growing and expanding. We need your help. And we've instituted programs and certain things to fund this network. So I was only going to ever ask for donations if we really needed it to buy equipment or whatever the case may be. And that's the position we find ourselves in. And Dr. Krieg has been kind enough with the books that he has written. I will give out the 800 number to call for his books, 800-431-1579. Some of the books, Veil, the Illuminati and its Plans for the Future, Our Political System, 2016, the last Independence Day. And go to the site, check it out, or call 800-431-1579. And we're going to carry Dr. Krieg's books on our website. And he's been gracious enough to give us a good discount on this, so you'll be able to buy the books from RBN, and Dr. Krieg's people will ship them out, and we appreciate that very much because, folks, we're not really modeled on business per se. If that were the case, you'd hear Pepsi commercials on the station, Budweiser commercials. We're staying out of that venue for obvious reasons, okay?
John?
Yes, sir.
John, I don't want to interrupt you in your stream of thought, but, you know, a thought just struck me. Since the ultra-left-wing Public Broadcasting Corporation is 25% funded by our taxes, don't you think it would be just fair that a basically conservative station should also be funded 25% with taxes?
That is, if I'm of a collectivist mind, that I would put the onus on people to make them pay for our endeavors. You know, any more than I want to pay for somebody's bologna and ketchup, you know, through via food stamps. I don't want the same kind of collectivist thought here, you know. So, they get the and I see networks out there. Air America. Now, there's a fine example for you. Millions and millions of dollars more free advertising from the networks that anybody could ever pay for. They have been in operation, almost gone belly up three times now, and only have 47 radio stations to show for it. So, you know, what does that tell you, folks? 800-724-2719. Sandra is standing by to take your donations. Targeted goal, $25,000. We're about $19,000 short, so open up those pocketbooks, folks. We got a lot of work to do. We'll be right back with Dr. Adrian Krieg.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Dr. Adrian Krieg writes, I apologize. He said, I honestly believe that an apology is in order because I have obviously strayed from the media-dictated social, religious, and politically mandated dictums. He says, let me begin by stating that my books are not being reviewed by any mainstream media sources and that I believe that I have come upon the cause of it all. I am not a recuperating drug addict, alcoholic, religious fanatic, or a sexual deviant. I am not, nor have I ever been homeless, jobless, an orphan, or illiterate. I'm not even angry with anyone or any group in particular. The only claim to fame I possess is that I came to America in 1952, did not speak one word of English, and now speak it better than Heinrich Kissinger, who came in the same year and whose often poor books are reviewed by most major newspapers. But then, I'm not Jewish. I do, however, think that the mainstream media consists for the most part of a bunch of politically left uneducated journalists who lack the guts, inclination, or desire to report the truth. He goes on to say, I'm truly sorry for being mostly a self-educated individual with 25 U.S. manufacturing patents, 8 published books, over 200 published articles, who had a successful business career, a doctorate in manufacturing science, certification, as a certified manufacturing engineer and a recipient of a couple of awards here for the best invention in welding in 1983 and managed a small multinational business for about 40 years. This naturally does not qualify me to solicit comments by some slacker journalist who have degrees from Yale. Neither, according to the editorial staff of most newspapers, does it accord me the privilege of someone to read and comment on my writings. After all, there are scores of more important works written by academians who have absolutely no experience in the real world, but who do have some radically leftist opinions with which the journalists all agree. Also, we must remember all the books reviewed by the famous Hillary and Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Bill Bennett, etc., whose works were all ghost-written. In other words, they don't think for themselves. We'll take calls here in this hour at 800-313-9443 for my guest, Dr. Adrian Krieg. And, well, let's take one from Virginia. You've been holding here. Lawrence in Virginia.
Yes, sir. Dr. Krieg, I have two of your books, and I noticed that when you were speaking about the judiciary just a minute ago, and you said in the Satori and the New Mandarins that the federal government got such power over our lives because it was granted to them by the judiciary. Can you go into a little bit of an explanation for that?
Well, you see,
it's like the judge says, federal government, you know, go ahead and I'll do what you want, and we'll call it the ruling of a federal judge.
Well, no, you see, essentially, when the Constitution was written, mm-hmm. it was devised that there would be what is called a separation of powers.
Mm-hmm.
And that one branch of the government would take care of legislative actions. That's the House and the Senate. One branch of the government, the executive, would see to the enactment of those laws.
Mm-hmm.
And that one branch of the government, the judicial, would see to the interpretation of those laws.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 65 or 70 years, those distinctly separate and different functions have been blurred
mm-hmm.
to the point where we have all three branches of government making law. Now, the basic branch of government that is supposed to prevent this happening is the judicial branch. In other words, the judicial branch is supposed to say, hold it, guys. You can't do that. It's supposed to say, hold it, Mr. President. You cannot make a law. You have made a law by enacting a treaty. That's law. By the way, that's law because it says in the Constitution that any treaty entered into by the United States government and ratified by the states, or a plurality of the states, two-thirds of the states, becomes law and becomes part of the Constitution. So what the judiciary is supposed to say, Mr. President, you're not allowed to do that. Forget it. These things are not happening anymore. And this is why we have this terrible case of judicial tyranny, where the judges run around making all kinds of decisions and reaching decisions on things that they have no business even being involved in. And you see, one of the real problems is that the judiciary, and what we're talking about when we talk about the judiciary, we're not only talking about judges, we're talking about the court systems, we're talking about our entire legal system, is controlled by something called the Bar Association. And mm-hmm. Most people don't realize what the Bar Association is. It's the British accredited Bar Association. The British Accredited Bar Association is owned by the Templar Bar of London. They are the financial owners. And the Templar Bar of London is owned by the Rothschild Banking Enterprise in London. You know, it's pretty diabolical, isn't it? And this is why lawyers are given the title of Esquire.
Of which, by the way, Doctor, the 13th Amendment prior to the Reconstruction.
Exactly. It's in our political systems. I have the entire 13th Amendment, the original one in.
Which didn't have anything to do with slavery. It prevented people with titles of nobility from taking office, namely
exactly.
lawyers.
Exactly. So you see, And of course, that thing disappeared sometime during the War of Northern Aggression. It just disappeared. If you look at an old constitution prior to 1850, you will find that original 13th Amendment in there. If you look after the Civil War or the War of Northern Aggression, it's gone. And, of course, the lawyers made it gone because they know this whole chain of events, and they know that legally they're titled, they can't even be in the Senate or the House of Representatives. They can't be officers of the court. And every lawyer in this country is an officer of the court. The Templar Bar, by the way, or the Bar Association, the British Accredited Bar Association, is one of only three agencies in our entire government that have no oversight and have never, ever been audited by an outside source. That's the Federal Reserve System, number one, the Internal Revenue Service, number two, and the Bar Association. Those are the only three organizations, to my knowledge, in the entire country that have never been reviewed by an outside source, audited, or anything else. Does that answer your question, Lawrence?
That's very disheartening. But it answers the question. I think you were the one who mentioned that the Internal Revenue Service is actually a corporate trust set up in Puerto Rico or something like that. It's not a part of the Treasury?
No, the diabolical means in which your taxes are collected and then smoke and mirrors transactions within the government. In the end, the money you pay in taxes is deposited in an account that's called the net zero account. That's controlled by the World Bank. The machinations and route these funds travel is so confusing, and it's almost impossible to follow.
Well, Doctor, I was told, and correct me if I am wrong, and let me put this in terms that most people would understand. If you go into your local bank and you want to make a loan, they tell you they don't really care what you're borrowing the money for. You could go in for a home loan, a car loan, a personal loan, whatever the case may be. The only thing that they really want to see is your ability to repay the loan, which they want enough credit or established credit or a history. And generally speaking, these are people that wouldn't need to really borrow the money, but they do. But you go in and you borrow this money from the bank. And, of course, they want assurances that you repay it, but they're going to loan you this money at interest. Okay, and they are going to collect interest off of that money that they loan you. Now, it's all digits, it's all ledger entries, it's not really money per se. But I was told that the 16th Amendment, the IRS, was put into place because of kind of the same analogy that I just gave. That when they set up the IMF and its member banks inside this country, the Federal Reserve System, that they knew that this was a usury system and they wanted some guarantee of repayment. Now, understand, folks, that the money you pay in income tax goes to service the interest on the debt that the government borrowed us into. They wanted some assurance. This is why you'll never see the IRS go away. You will see a variation of the system, maybe a VAT tax, value-added tax, or a national sales tax, but they can't do away with the basic internal revenuing that they do off of us, because that's the surety note that's been tagged on to this out-of-control government in Washington, D.C. And by the way, Dr. Krieg, Adrian, you said that, the government always lies. Well, about a year ago now, the government did come out, and it wasn't highly publicized. They said the past, present, and future obligations of the federal government are some $53 trillion, and that came out of the Office of Management and Budget. Actually, some are contending that it's maybe $75 trillion, maybe even $100 trillion. Let me get your comments on that after we come out of this break, and we'll take your calls on all subjects, folks. I don't think you can stump this guy. 800-313-9443.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Adrian, we have loaded phones. I wanted you, if you can spend a few minutes on your article posted on your website, KriegBooks.com, and that's spelled KriegBooks, plural, .com. For any of the books listed on his website, ladies and gentlemen, you can call 800-431-1579. Take the mystery out of life. Read the people, the information that the people have as to actually how things work. But I we'll take some calls here, but before I let you go today, I want you to talk a little bit about the article that you printed, that you wrote on, and you entitled it Crossroad, and how we went from a constitutional republic to a democracy, and as some are calling it now, an empire. So I want to cover that definitely before I let you go today. Let's go to the phones. We've got loaded phones here, folks. Fred in Philadelphia. Fred, go ahead.
Hi, John.
I like saying Freddie in Philly.
Yeah.
Fred, go ahead. I just love saying that.
First of all, I agree, but I want to make a couple stipulations on...
Okay, first, what are you agreeing on, and then what's your stipulations?
Okay. I agree we've had the trend of... treaties overwhelming the Constitution, but on the point about judicial branch hasn't stopped that. I'll have to say that I have a chart here on executive agreements, and as early as 1789, and shortly thereafter, you had 27 executive agreements, and that goes all the way back to George Washington, and those have never submitted to Congress in any way. So I think it's not really the power of the judiciary is not really capable of outflanking these wide-ranging powers of the president.
Now hold on. Let him respond to that that point. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, look, you can't really get any clearer than the First Amendment, First Article, Section 1. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. Legislative means the ability to make law. And it says they shall be vested in a Senate and House of Representatives. They don't say it shall be vested in a presidency or an executive branch. They don't say it will be a judicial branch. And in fact, in the other branches, it clearly points out that they can't make law. In fact, in the section dealing with the president, I'm talking off memory here, there is a provision that says he can make treaties with the advice and consent of the Senate. Okay? And executive orders do not appear, or the
executive
words
agreements.
Executive orders.
No, executive
as,
agreements.
Well, they're not in the Constitution either.
Well, there's been as of 1994, there have been 15,000 executive agreements.
Oh, yes. Oh, sure. But I mean, even if there was one or if there was 100,000, that doesn't make them legal.
Well, I mean, I hear you, but. But what do we do to rein in the powers of the president without a constitutional amendment?
I can answer that question for you because I've covered this on my Thursday's program with my regularly scheduled guest. What we have got to do is to go back prior to Reconstruction. That's what we have to do. If you want a constitution back in this country, then we got to put the government back in place that was intended by the founding fathers.
Yeah, but you still had about 275 executive agreements before the Civil War.
Okay, well, all right.
But you must remember, by the way, Philadelphia, you're a Yankee, right? We don't call it the Civil War down here. But you really have to remember that prior to the War of Northern Aggression, the executive orders that were made were principally not to make law.
No, I'm
they
talking
were,
about treaties, but they're executive order, executive agreements. These are the kind of things that is foreign policy. That's what you talked about when you talked about treaties.
Yes.
The executive agreements are in the category of treaties. Now, that you're talking about executive orders now. And I'm talking about executive agreements. Even George Washington did a whole range of executive agreements. I agree with you, actually. I'm on the same side as you. Believe me, all the calls that I've made in here are, I'm a stickler for constitutional legality. But what I'm saying is I don't know how this can be changed without a constitutional amendment and a movement to keep people on our toes and on the and right on Congress supervising what Congress does and what the president does at all times.
Well, in the end, Fred, in the very end, the people are responsible for keeping the Constitution what it's supposed to be. And of course, the problem we have a very, very uneducated electorate. We have a school system that produces products that are almost worthless from a standpoint of a republic.
And I'll let you further respond to that. Thanks for the call, Fred. I think a woman had asked Dr. Benjamin Franklin, sir, what kind of government did you give us? A republic, ma'am, if you can keep it, was his response. Why? because ultimately we are the watchdogs.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
My guest today, and we have the long segment here, Dr. Adrian Krieg has been with us for the last hour and a half. And we'll continue taking calls at 800-313-9443. I wanted to ask you, I always ask new guests on my program, Adrian, what is it that prompted you to write about the Illuminist, the global governance scheme or scam, if you will, and all of the above mentioned, and some that we will not have time to even get on into on today's program, but what prompted you to do this?
Well, I had been in business for about 35 or 36 years, running my own company, and eventually I liquidated the company and sold all my patents, manufacturing patents, to other companies on a royalty basis. And when I did that, I was approached by a national, I guess you would call them, well, I don't know, national organization. And they asked me if I would undertake a research project for them, and I said, well, what is it? And they said, we would like to find out everything we can about the environmental movement. So I thought, well, that would be interesting. You know, what the heck? I'm in favor of a healthy environment. So I said, yeah, sure, I'll do that. And I started to get into the most unbelievable can of worms that you can imagine. I found stuff that is unbelievable. You know, first of all, the common denominator between all the environmental groups is that the people who run these groups, be it Green Cross International, which is Gorbachev, or you know, whatever, all of these groups have one sharing common denominator.
Control.
Between 75 and 85% of every penny of money that they collect goes towards salaries of the principal operators of the organizations. Now, John, you're a businessman. What would happen if you took 75% of the earnings of all your businesses and put them in your pocket?
Needless to say, I take 100% of what I make and throw it right back into business.
Yeah, but you see, you'd be bankrupt.
Absolutely.
There's no way. What was happening, what I found, is that all these poor suckers who give these guys, they give them $5, they don't realize that $4 goes to the salaries of the guys who are running it, and the fools that are doing this volunteer work are volunteering their time and efforts to make people who run these organizations very wealthy. And I mean, I found people in the Sierra Club that had million-dollar homes, chauffeur-driven vehicles, helicopters at their disposal. I mean, it's unbelievable. And the whole environmental movement, all the big environmental movement, they're all like that. So I said, gee, you know, I was fascinated. And I found out that a very large percentage of all the environmental group only give 5% toward the charity that they claim, you know, to be supporting.
So it's ate up in administrative and salaries and other costs.
And advertising to get more money.
Well, and when you were mentioning that, I'm thinking of the healthcare system we now have in this country.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
anyway, that led me to doing other research in the political arena, and I came upon the conclusion that there is a worldwide conspiracy, if you like, to control all of societies. Now, when you say conspiracy, you know, people immediately tack the word theory on the back of it. And the reason they do that is to discredit the fact that there is a conspiracy. However, unlike Darwin's theories of evolution, which have no basis or proof, a conspiracy is not a theory. And I can prove that to you right now conclusively. Man is a thinking animal. We think. We all plan. We get out of bed in the morning and we plan. We're going to have breakfast. We're going to have lunch. We're going to go to work. We're going to do things. We plan a vacation 6 months in advance. We plan everything we do. Businesses, every business there is, has plans. They have some have one-year plans, some have five-year plans, some have 10-year plans. They have plans of expansion. They have plans of where they're going to build their next plant. They have everybody plans, everything. Why would the people who are the most wealthy and powerful people in the world not plan? Of course they plan. And their plan, since they have all the money already, or over 80% of it, their plan is power. And I want to make it very, very clear that people understand there is a very, very small segment of the world society that owns over 80% of everything in the world. A very, very small group. My guess is under 300 people. And they own everything in the world. In addition to that, governments own somewhere around 15 to 20% of what's left. That means that the rest of us own about maybe 8 or 10%. Because the guys, the pleurocrats, these really rich people that own all of this stuff, they also control the government, so they might as well own that too.
Well, and if we got 8 or 10% people, that you got the 80% out there that owns everything, and let's just give it a really high number. Let's say 20% that's not owned by these characters. We are liable to pay for whatever they dream up, whatever control mechanisms.
Oh, of course. You know, when they created the Federal Reserve System and the Internal Revenue System, when they created all these things, they all left themselves loopholes. I mean, they subject us to anywhere from a 15 to a 55% tax rate. They put loopholes in. They don't pay any taxes. I saw a tax return of one of the Rockefeller brothers. I almost passed out. The year that I saw that tax return on, his total taxes were $500. No, they are set up in such a way, and it's very, very ingenious. I don't know if you ever heard of it. There was a commission in the House of Representatives called the Reese Commission. I don't know if you ever heard of them. But the reports are, I think it was in maybe the 40s, late 40s. The commission report is outstanding. It is really interesting. This Reese Commission investigated the foundations and found out that the foundation, all of the foundations in this country were nothing but vehicles for plurocrats to not pay taxes and to steal the people's marrow.
We have loaded phones. Let's go back to them. Richard in Alabama, thanks for holding. Richard, go ahead. You're on the air with Dr. Adrian Krieg.
Okay, I got two questions. What's that 800 number for your bookstore?
Oh, 800-431-1579.
1579.
Yes.
Now, I need... I'm always interested in reading, and I'm a big reader, but I'm really tired of reading all these books about how bad things are and how we ought to change the political process, and here's a formula for possible political change, but unfortunately we don't have the votes for it.
Oh.
I like to have some books that tell me what I can do without trying to change the political system to protect myself.
The book you want is July 4th, 2016, The Last Independence Day.
2016?
Yeah, 2016, The Last Independence Day. That book, on the end of each chapter, gives you a list of things that you can do.
Yeah. Okay. And they don't involve political action.
No. No. Yes, to some extent, some do. I'm a very, very strong, for instance, I'm a very, very strong supporter of term limits.
Yeah.
And I think that, I think term limits are an absolute necessity to get rid of this ruling class that we have. Campaign finance reform is an absolute necessity, and I don't mean the McCain Feingold BS finance control. I'm talking about real finance control. And I list exactly how it should be. I mean, what you can do as an individual in those two instances is to contact your congressman and tell him this is your position. But I want to warn you, if you write your congressman by yourself, you're going to get a standard BS letter back. You know, they have... These congressmen all have canned letters to send back. There's a guy in the office, and he says, oh, issue number 412, here it is. Press the computer button. The computer spews out a letter with a phony signature on it and sends it to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way to avoid this. And what you do is you write up a nice letter, and then get you some friends and family to sign that. When they get a letter with 20 or 30 signatures on it, they pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Those are votes.
It could be a movement.
Yes, exactly.
Richard,
those are votes. You see, and you, once you have a lot of when I lived in New Hampshire, we had a real problem. We had a governor that did something really stupid. And it really annoyed the bejesus out of me. And I knew the governor, and I spoke to him. And I said, you know, this is really foolish what you've done. It's a very bad thing. And he said, well, nevertheless, I've done it, and that's that, and too darn bad. And so I said, well, I'm going to teach this guy a little lesson. And I made up, a sort of like a petition. And I got people to sign it. And I collected about 1,500 signatures. And I want to tell you, he really paid attention.
And this is what I tell people. You know, we cannot necessarily fix the system that they broke, because it is the de facto, not the de jure government. But one thing you can accomplish by calling or writing, emailing, you can hit a delete button and get rid of a lot of those complaints. But by calling and writing your congressman and your senator, it may slow the critter down. If he gets a response by something that he's doing that's so outlandish that he starts to get hundreds and thousands of calls and letters, well, then he's going to start rethinking his position, because he's still a politician, and as you said, he's worried about that vote. But I've never discouraged really people from voicing their opinion, because the effect that it might have on an issue is to put the chill. See, when the government feels that it's your master and you have no input, they're supposed to be our servant. When the servant stands up and says, hey, master, you know, enough of this stuff, then they begin to worry. When you enter their house and you start to make noise and throwing your dishes around, well, then they start to pay attention. Richard, thanks for your call. Jim in Boston, you're up next. Hello, Jim.
Hey, good evening.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
I have a book here. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's called Rights of an American Nation. And can you hear me okay?
We can hear you fine.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I have the book called Rights of the American Nation. And it's got on the top left corner, actually the right corner, it's got the gold presidential seal. And it has the whole entire Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Now, the comment I want to make is, which actually is a little bit of a comment and question. One, I believe the president can be tried for treason, because if he's signing all these executive orders that are or treaties that are plus to all these foreign enemies like China and other nations that are against us. Now, I believe that Congress, the Senate, has the power to impeach.
Well,
that's what I see.
Let me go over this slowly. And first, I wanted to mention to Richard, who was in Alabama and was listening, one of the basic things that you have to really understand is how our political systems work.
Mm-hmm.
And I would strongly recommend our political systems, because this book, which was blacklisted, came out before the last presidential election, and it really makes you understand how the system works and what's wrong with it. Now,
uh-huh.
as far as trying the president, let me explain to you legally how the situation is, or what the constitutional situation is. In order to bring charges against the president, the only charge that can be brought is impeachment. You can't bring treason in, but you can impeach him for treason.
Right.
Now,
and it does spell it out in the Constitution.
Right. Now, the House of Representatives must bring the charge.
Right.
That's not as difficult as you think. We
mm-hmm.
saw that under Clinton. It's been done, I think,
oh,
five
absolutely.
Times.
Back in 1998, we saw a very good example of that.
Right. Now, the problem is, and the way I see the problem is, that the impeachment charge can certainly be brought,
mm-hmm.
but the trial is before the Senate.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the Senate is not only extremely partisan,
mm-hmm.
but the Senate is directly influenced by the voters in their states.
Right.
and they are not going to do anything that they think is going to be unpopular with 50% or more of the residents of that state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're I believe there's a lot of money influences going on. And
absolutely.
They're dumbed down by the so-called CNN, CBS, ABC, NBC, the whole corporate press, the corporate media. They're dumbing us down.
Jim, Jim, we got to move on. I thank you for your question and your comments, and we've got about three more callers to get in. And Adrian, I'm going to have you back because we have not even begun to touch the surface here. So at any rate, let's move on quickly here. By the way, in three sentences or less, I understand that the Congress critters in the United States Senate and Congress assembled when the most favored nation status thing came around. Mr. Greenspan had something to tell them that they were pretty resistant against granting this most favored nation. But what did Alan Greenspan tell them to scare them into doing this?
He simply told them that the People's Republic of China had so much American paper in treasury bonds, treasury notes, and all of that kind of stuff, and they told him that they would dump it on the market. And Mr. Greenspan said, if they do that, the dollar will be virtually valueless. And so in an absolute flash, they all voted for most favored nation's status
in China. Which astounded me. Mike in Maryland, you're up next with Dr. Adrian Krieg.
Great show. This is one of the most intriguing guests you've had in a long time.
Thank you.
I had difficulty getting part of the reception. What does the BAR stand for again, please?
The British Accredited
Registry, is it not?
Registry.
Yes.
Registry,
the
okay.
British Accredited Registry.
Okay, so that means on the bar, so if you're a lawyer, in essence, you're beholden to the British government or the Rothschilds or something, or what?
Well, you see, the Bar Association is owned by the Temple Bar. The Temple Bar is the oldest bar association in the world, and it was located in London, England. It's an interesting side note because why it's called the Temple Bar, it's called the Temple Bar because the Knights Templar had a church which still exists in London, and it's in the district of London where the Temple Bar is, and that's why it's called the Temple Bar. And the Rothschild family is only three blocks away. They're banking enterprise, and they own the Temple Bar. So, you can draw whatever conclusions you want from that, but I think it's kind of really weird that American lawyers get an English title and belong to an association that's not even American and will not let anyone practice law in this country that isn't a member of their club.
And it's not a license. It's they say that it's licensed, but it's more dues to their country club than anything else.
And Mike, I want you to understand something else that's very important. Supreme Court justices only became exclusively lawyers in the mid 18th century. Before that, the first Chief Justice of the United States was John Jay. John Jay wasn't a lawyer. The Supreme Court should consist at least one-third of non-lawyers, and there's a reason for that. It's to bring balance to the decisions that they make. Lawyers are schooled in a very bad way. Lawyers are schooled in what is called an adversary form of jurisprudence. Everything that they do is adversary. In business, we're educated in exactly the opposite way. We're educated to get along with things and to make things work. If we had justices that were more inclined to want to solve problems rather than creating them and imposing their will on others, we'd be much better off.
We've got a few more calls to take. Let's go to Patrick in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding, Patrick.
Hey, Dr. Krieg.
Hi.
I'm curious to know, are you familiar with an organization called the Uniform Law Commission or Legislative Reference Services?
I've heard of it. I don't know very much about it.
Okay, because this might fill in the missing link on what your information is about. If you allow me, I'll give you a brief history.
Sure.
Got to make it fast.
In 1875, a group of international bankers and American bankers got together in Saratoga Springs, New York, and formed the first ABA, the American Bankers Association, which culminated to 1892 in the formation of the Uniform or the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Law. Now, the head of each legislative reference service or reference bureau, they're the ones that actually write the laws in the legislation. And each head of those services is a member of the Uniform State Law or Uniform Law Commission. I think if you do some research on that, that'll fill in some blank pieces with the connection between the banks and our judicial system today.
Oh, that's very good. Thank you very much, Patrick.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Let's go to Bill in Missouri. Hello, Bill.
Listen, I'm sitting here and I'm wondering, the question that's on my mind is, when do you think the first signs of an insurgency right here in America are going to start to surface?
It's already happened, but doctor?
Well, it's very interesting because I really thought this would happen in about 98, between 98 and 2000.
Yeah.
There was a very strong mood, you know. But if we look at actions in the last 10 years, we can see that there is already and has been for some time an insurgency or a very, very strong opposition to what our government is doing.
Mm-hmm.
The problem today, more than anything, is that our educational system so dumbs down the kids coming out of it.
Yeah.
And the economy or economic system has been so corrupted that they have to work so hard when they get out of school that they don't really have time to think on these issues.
Right.
You know, when I...
We have about a minute left, Adrian.
Okay, when I started in business in the 50s, I had... you know, I was self-employed, and my wife didn't work. She stayed at home and took care of our kids. Today, that's almost impossible. So by the force of economic pressure and bad education, they're really stifling opposition to the system.
Bill, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. We are out of time, Dr. Krieg. Doctor, we're going to have you back. Your website, www.kriegbooks.com, to order any of the books, and they are well worth it. The Political System, a really important work, 2016, the last Independence Day. This gentleman is solution-oriented, folks. Let me underscore solution-oriented. His 800 number for any of the books, 800-431-1579. Adrian, thank you so much. We'll have to have
it
you back.
It has been an absolute pleasure, John, and anytime you want to do it again, just give me a buzz.
Will do, sir. Thanks again. Folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with my guest, Leonard Fisher, in studio on the issue of your property taxes.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.